Page 127. Name and fame will exist for a few days. In a moment, the minarets of youth will be demolished. Be afraid of death's nature. You came to meditate on Nam, but Maya trapped you. You forgot the true all-owner in your heart. By meditating on Nam, we get liberation from this world. Tell, what is the limit of breaths in the body? Remember the Lord. Don't forget him. Folding the hands, request this of him. Meet me, O beautiful Kripal. Make us have your darshan. Meeting quenched the thirst of Ajaib. Let us do the Simran of the Satguru. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, page 127.
Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, Visir Yuta Motakadi Sajana, Visir Yuta Motakadi Sajana. Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, Visir Yuta Motakadi Sajana, Visir Yuta Motakadi Sajana. Manavadi Aito De Tarenge, Buddha Jajuvane Vali Palavicha Dehenge. Manavadi Aito De Dinale Irenge, Buddha Jajuvane Vali Palavicha Dehenge. Ori kurata kolo darie, kurata kolo darie, sajana, vasiri utamota kadi sajana, rangarupa dama nana kardie, rangarupa dama nana kardie, vasiri utamota kadi sajana. Pesiri utamota kadi sajana. Ayanama japa nenu maya jala palaya. Satcha kula malikanu dila tobulalaya. Ayanama japa nenu maya jala palaya. Sache kula malikanu dila chubulalaya. Nama japa ke jahano tardie. Nama japa visiri utamote kadi sajana. Visiri utamote kadi sajana. Rangarupa dhammana kardie. Rangarupa Dhammana Nakardiye, Visiri Utamota Kadi Sajana, Visiri Utamota Kadi Sajana. Kaladi Chasadaso Kedi Muna Yadave, Dilo Nabula Iraki, Malika Chasado. Kedi muna yadave, dilo na bula iraki, malekanu yadave. Hatabhan ke benati kardiye, hatabhan ke benati kardiye, visiri utamota kadi sajana. Vesiri ute motakadi sajana. Rangarupa dhammana nakardiye. Rangarupa dhammana nakardiye. Vesiri ute motakadi sajana. Vesiri ute motakadi sajana. Milokira pala sona. Dardashadi kadeo, Milakea jaibadi piasa nubuja deo. Milo kirta pala sona dardisha di kadeo. Milakea jaibadi piasa nubuja deo. Sate guru da simarana kardie. Sate guru da simarana kardie. Visiri ute mote kadi sajana. Visiri ute mote kadi sajana. Ranga rupa dhammanana kardie. Ranga rupa dhammanana kardie. Visiri ute mote kadi sajana. Visiri ute mote kadi sajana.
Meet me, O beautiful Kripal. Make us have your darshan. Meeting quenched the thirst of Ajab. Let us do the simran of the Satguru. O dear one, don't be proud of color and beauty. Death is standing on your head. Before we begin the satsang, I want to say a little bit about yesterday's fall workday. It was my feeling that it was about the best workday we ever had. And that's saying something. We had something like 30 dear ones who came, and it was the very essence of Go Jolly. We're friends, and at a time when we haven't been able to have satsangs in person in the hall, it was just as good as it gets to see each other. The day was just splendid. It was the bluest of blue skies, and though it started with Jack Frost nipping at our noses, it warmed to be a perfect day. And oh my goodness, what got done. I was only involved in the leaf raking, but I presume the garden tasks had equal success. And we on the leaf team cleared pretty much the whole ashram center area, something we haven't always been able to achieve. And since the leaves get used in the gardens here as leaf mulch, the harvest was rich. And I want to say something that means a lot to me. There were kids galore, 10 of them, I think. And they've been participating in these work days for most of their lives now, and they know the work, and they jump right in. And I don't mean only that they jump into the big leaf piles, although there the harvest was rich too. We have a good community, really good community of young ones here. And Master used to say, the young ones are the budding hopes of the coming generations. Budding hopes. And they were at their best yesterday, and they just added so much to the blessedness of the day. So much appreciation there. And finally, the cake and chai at noon was yummy. So there it is. A good time was had by all. Good work was done, and much thanks to all who participated. Our first reading, we're going to continue in the satsang talk that Master Kripal gave at the Unitarian Church in Franklin, October 11th, 1963, which, of course, we regard as the date of the founding of the ashram. This is printed in the October 1978 Santbani magazine. Master says, I am quoting you these things from the Bible. Master had been giving lots of quotes from the New Testament. I am quoting you these things from the Bible because you people are most conversant with the Bible. Exactly the same words you find in the sayings of other scriptures too, in their own language, of course. So unless or until we get the spiritual food of life, the bread of life, we are not happy. We've made so many inventions, we are now in danger of atomic war. Thank God that a treaty has now been signed. This is, as I said, it was in 1963. It was at the height of the Cold War. And there was a test ban treaty that was signed at that time. Thank God a treaty has now been signed. But still, our own intellect has gone against us. Had we known our own selves first, all these things would have gone to help humanity. Because we know little or nothing of our own selves, these very things are now hovering around us. Any moment that it starts, the world will end. So in the human body only can we have this bread of life. And who can give you the bread of life? One who is Word made flesh. It is the God in man, God in action, manifested in man, who can give you a contact with God, the Word. So for this purpose, we have joined various religions. These are the basic teachings given by all masters whenever they came. Those who met them, they had the bread of life and the water of life. And how could they have it? By rising above body consciousness, by analyzing oneself from mind, body, and outgoing faculties. It is a matter of pure self-analysis. Religion truly means, re means back, ligio comes from ligare, to bind back our souls to God. This is what is meant by religion. One is the social side of religions. They have got their own customs, their own rites and rituals, and their own vehicles of prayer. They are all good actions. They lay down that we should read scriptures of our own. And what are the scriptures? They are a fine record of the findings or the experiences of the masters who came in the past, that they had with God and in knowing themselves. What things stood in the way and what were helping factors. So this is a fine record of all that. You might say, masters, past masters speaking through books create in us an interest to have the same experience that they had in their lives. Unless we have the same experience, we cannot be fully satisfied. That creates an awakening in us, a desire or longing in us to know God. And there, their scope ends, meaning the scriptures, the scope of the scriptures. They can create an interest, but cannot take us to have the true life experiences that they had. So saying prayers and performing certain rites and rituals, these are good actions. They develop in us a desire and devotion for God. But there, their scope ends. They're good actions. They are for the preparation of the ground. But Kabir says, well, it is a pity that the human body we have got, the highest in all creation, the golden opportunity that we have got. And he says, O soul, awake. If you do not awake now in the human body, when will you awake? You see, the old Vedas say the same thing. Awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. The very words there, you see, the rishis wrote the same words thousands of years back, and Kabir only 500 years back. You see, the same words are expressed by Guru Arjan. He says, awake, stand up. You are on the way back to God. Why do you delay? So what is this awakening? We are asleep. We have identified ourselves so much with the body and the outgoing faculties that we are living at the level of body. We are awake outside and asleep within. That controlling power is keeping us in the body, and we don't know it. He is also within us. Guru Arjan says, two brothers are living in the same house, but alas, the brothers do not talk to one another. Then who are they? They are our soul and the oversoul above. He is the controlling power keeping us in the body. Another saint says, soul, the oversoul, guards us, asleep in the same bed. But the soul is just identified with the outgoing faculty's enjoyments, so much that she's awake outside, but asleep within. And God is waiting for that moment when she will open her eyes. God is anxious to help us, but we are quite ignorant of him. A child is playing outside in the dirt with other children, and the mother is waiting for the child to come back and have food. It's something like that, you see. So that is why the masters say, be like little children. For the kingdom of God is for the children, you see. Excuse me. Children, they have love for all. If a child of a king and a child of a man going by on the street are left alone, they will embrace each other. They will love each other in joy. There's no duality, no high and low questions, no distinctions. And we people, we are rich, we are more learned, we are higher, others are lower. So this is what is meant by becoming a child, you see. What I mean to say is that the ultimate goal before us is to know God. For that purpose, we have joined various religious schools of thought. We have to see whether we have attained that object or not. In all religions, the masters have come, you see. And by a parallel study of religions, you will find that all said the same thing, of course, in their own language, which was prevalent at the time. So, to say that one religion only has the reserved right to know God, history does not prove it. They say the same thing, that we should have respect for all men. And what of the masters? They are speaking. God is speaking through them. I and my Father are one. He who has known the truth, that God power working through a human body, well, he knows the truth. He can let others know the truth. Son knows the Father and others to whom the Son reveals. Tulsi says, if you want to be happy, then sit at the feet of some master. And what is he? To all intents and purposes, he's a man like you, having the same two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet. Born in the same way, the inner construction of the body is the same. But there's a vast difference between him and the average man, because our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and the outgoing faculties are drowned by the enjoyments outside. We are not at our whim and pleasure. We are not free. We're dragged like anything. Excuse me. Suppose there is a house. There's a house lady there, and she has four or five maidservants, and none of them obey her orders. What will be the state of the household? A dilapidated state. Nobody's caring for what the house lady says. So the first thing is, those servants given to us must obey our orders. We should not be dragged about by them. They should be under our control. We are the indweller, the house lady, you see. And these are the five servants given to us, these outgoing faculties. There are five conscious outgoing faculties working through the gross outgoing faculties. Sight through the eyes. Eyes are the grosser form. Audition through the ears. Smell through the nose. Taste through the tongue. and touch through the skin. These five servants are dragging us out every moment of our life. Sometimes we feel that we don't want to do something, but we are drawn like anything by these outgoing faculties. So we must control these servants first. You must see, but at the same time, if your eyes are open, with them remaining open, you should not see. Have control of your sight. If you've got open ears, you must have control of your ears. Even while sitting in a multitude, you should not hear. Do you know what that is? Attention is the outward expression of our soul, you see. So if, from attention, these outgoing faculties work, you must have had this experience in your day-to-day life. Sometimes you are sitting in a very absorbed state of attention, fully riveted in some thought. And someone calls you, but you do not hear, yet your ears are open. Sometimes your eyes are open. For example, Newton was sitting by the roadside solving some mathematical problems, and a band went by him while playing. Somebody later came up and inquired of Newton, "Has that band passed by?" And Newton said, "No, I don't know." In daily life, you find this at home. You're very much absorbed, and someone calls you, but you don't hear, although your ears are open. Similarly, somebody comes and sits by you, comes and goes away, and you are so much in a reverie that you do not know who came and who went away. And what is that? That is our attention, the expression of our soul, which is riveted and controlled. That other outgoing faculty, even though it is open, can't work. So the first thing is to have control over our outgoing faculties. You see? We're going to leave off at that point. And we're going to pick up again in the article in the July 1987 that was a collection of excerpts, if you will, of conversations that happened at Beas when various people came to visit with Baba Sawan Singh to ask him questions and get his guidance and have his darshan. So we just finished a long story of something that happened last time, and we're going to pick up where it says, at this moment, a number of Gurkha Satsangis, Nepalese, who were military officers in the Baklo cantonment, which was about 10 miles from Dalhousie, which is where Baba Sawan Singh had a place of his own. So these Gurkhas came to see the great master. They fell at his feet. A lady member of the party wet his feet with her tears and would not leave them. A member of the European party remarked that this was an ignominious debasing of human dignity. And the great master said, "I have tried my best to stop these people from behaving like this, but nobody listens to me. I do not like this habit of touching the feet." That habit of touching the feet was an old, ancient, if you will, cultural thing that to show devotion or admiration to someone, especially if you revere that person as a high advanced soul, you'd fall on your knees and touch their feet. People did this to Master also. He never liked it, and he would dance out of the way and say, no, what's down there? That's my feet. I'm up here. And he pointed to his eyes. So at this, when the great master said, I've tried to tell people not to do this, at this, the American lady quietly took the Bible from the missionary's hand and read the following passage from it. This is from Luke chapter 7, verses 37 to 50. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat, meaning at the meal, sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw this, he said to himself, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known what manner of woman this is that touches his feet, for she is a sinner. I think that this implies that she was a prostitute or an adulteress. Then Jesus, answering him, said unto Simon, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 pence and the other 50. They had nothing to pay. The creditor frankly forgave them both. Tell me now, which of them will love him more? And Simon answered, that whom he forgave most. Then he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loved little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. And Mr. Veerbun said, this scene described by Luke is of a daily occurrence at the Dera. Professor Jagmohan Lal commented, Christ is always doing things like that. That's the habit of all the Christs. The great master would stop me, but otherwise I would have related a very interesting story to you. Well, said the American lady, we will ask the great master not to stop you. Please tell us the story. At this, the great master went inside the house to have a drink of water, leaving the professor to relate the following story. Once the great master went to Amritsar for satsang, and it was his custom to give a satsang there on every Sankrant. That's the first day of every Hindu month. He was going to the satsang ghar on the Majita Road in his car, and the road was very crowded. People were going to the satsang ghar in cars and tangas and bicycles and rickshaws, and a very large number were on foot. He was at a distance of about 2 furlongs from the satsang ghar when, on a turn in the road, a man suddenly fell down in front of his car. The driver stopped the car, and the great master got down to see what had happened. A drunkard had fallen right in front of the car, but luckily he had escaped quite unhurt. The great master, with the help of a companion of the drunken man, tried to make him stand on his feet, but he was too drunk to walk steadily. A number of satsangis who had gathered around helped him to get out of the way. When the great master left, the drunkard asked, "Who was the Sardar in the car?" A Sardar is a gentleman. For the great master's majestic figure could not but impress this peasant, even though he was not full in his senses. His companion, who was also half tipsy, told him, perhaps just by way of leg pulling, that the people around said that he was God, who had come to earth to save sinners like him. "Well, God he seems to be, and I want to go to him to get my sins forgiven," the peasant said. And after a few minutes, he, with a half-emptied bottle of liquor in his pocket, reached the satsangar, reclining on the shoulder of his companion. The great master was sitting in an easy chair, relaxing himself. "We noticed this man only when he suddenly, with unsteady steps, tumbled down at the feet of the great master and placed his head on his feet and locked the great master's legs in his arms. 'You are God. Forgive me my sins,' he begged. 'No, I am not God,' said the great master, trying to release himself from his grip. 'I am a sinner like you. Now get up, my son.' The peasant said, 'I will not rise unless you say that you have forgiven me.' The great master laughed involuntarily, and with the laughter came his forgiveness. Manohar, the master's personal attendant, and Jamadar Pratap Singh wanted to remove the man by force, but the great master stopped them from doing so. "Well," he said with a smile, "this is a strange way of getting forgiveness by force." The drunkard began to weep bitterly. "Say what you like, but I won't leave your feet until you forgive me," he said. The great master laughed heartily, and he put both his hands on the man's head. "Well, rise up, for you are forgiven, my son," he said. "All my sins? Am I saved from the hellfire?" asked the peasant, raising his head. "Yes, your faith has saved you," replied the great master. In the evening, the peasant was found standing in the queue, waiting for initiation. A few were rejected, but he was among those who were accepted. The great master spoke to him and said, "You will have to abstain from alcoholic drinks and animal foods in the future." "Wine, I can never give up. It is simply impossible for me," the man replied. "Well then," said the great master, "promise one thing, and that is that you will never take it in my presence." "That I do promise, sir," said the peasant. "How do you earn your livelihood?" the great master asked. "By theft and robbery," was the surprising reply. "Well, that must be given up. You must choose some other profession," said the great master. "But I do not know any other profession," the man told him. "Well, you must start to earn your living in some other way now that you have been initiated," the great master insisted. "I cannot do anything else, and I've never done anything else," said the peasant. "All right. Then promise me one thing more, that you will not steal any more than you actually need, and that you will not take anyone else with you when you go out to steal." "Well, that I promise with all my heart," the man replied. And before leaving, he again fell at the master's feet. The master again blessed him by putting both his hands on his head. After this, he committed theft only once. And we will find out what happened in that story next time. In our final reading, we will begin a satsang talk that Sanchi gave in April of 1987 at 16 PS. This was given the title, The Great Secret. And this is from the August 1987 Sanchi magazine. So, Sanchi says, a hymn of Swamiji Maharaj is presented to you. By reading the Bani or the writings of the Mahatmas, we come to know that even after becoming the pure, holy, highest Shabad, still they call themselves, quote, the ones who have all the faults, unquote. They do not justify themselves. They do not go on saying that they are something, because when they go within, they see the reality. Often I have said that people come to know about the reality only after they have gone within. We can get the real understanding of the Master only after going within. We can never understand the Master outwardly. So that is why Swamiji Maharaj has said, as all the Mahatmas have said, that they did not have any good qualities. Only after going within did they come to realize that if there was anyone who could make their lives, it was their Master. That is why they say that Master has made their life. And before their Master, they always say that they are the ones with faults. Sometimes, outwardly, we show our humility to people, but inwardly, we are not what we show. From within, we only seek honor. We only expect people's praise. But the Mahatmas are not like that. They are completely humble from within. Their reality is that the truth is manifested within them, and outwardly also, they are full of humility. During his illness, Master Sawan Singh Ji used to make his pati sing this hymn. And the dear ones who lived near Master Sawan Singh in those days, especially our beloved Master Kripal Singh Ji, used to say that whenever his pati would sing this hymn, Master Sawan would shed tears in the remembrance of his master. And we people who lived near him and who were around him at that time, were surprised how this master, who had become the Sat Purush, was calling himself, before his master, the one who is full of the faults. Swamiji Maharaj says, O my Satguru, I am the greatest of sinners. I have come to your door. Liberate me. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj also says, I am the dirty one, you are the pure one. I am without any good qualities. You are full of good qualities. I have come to your door. Forgive me. Anyone who has taken advantage of Sant Mat and has become successful on this path has done so only by becoming humble. He has never looked at the faults of others. If he has to look at the faults of others, he has already looked at the faults of his own mind, his own self. Even if he does not have any faults, still he always says, I am full of faults. Because he knows that if there is anyone who has made his life, it is his master and no one else. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, understanding yourself as the one who is the worst of all, recognize that everyone else in the world is better than you. It does not mean that Mahatmas were full of faults or that they were worse than the worldly people. They realized the reality. And that is why they said, "Dear ones, this world is not a place where you can boast of your qualities. In this world, you can become successful and enter the door of the Almighty Lord's home only if you develop humility." Sorry. Excuse me. Kabir Sahib also said, "The mind has become like an elephant. And after getting involved in the mind and the eyehood, we've become even bigger than an elephant. The path which goes to our beloved home is narrower than 1/10 of a hair. How is it possible for such a mighty mind to go on that path?" And the beginning lines of the hymn, "O Master, I am a grave sinner. My friendship is with lust, anger, deception, and cunning." So what bad qualities do I have? Whom have I made my friends? I've made friendship with lust, and anger is my friend. Greed, attachment, ego are my company, are my companions. I am always deceitful. This is that which I do every day. Again from the hymn. "I have adopted greed, attachment, and egoism, jealousy, name, and fame." And now he says, "In order to fulfill my greed, it doesn't matter how much I have to travel. I'm ready to travel any amount, any length, any distance to fulfill that greed. And wherever I go, I always expect that people should praise me and give me honor, and I have made all these my companions." And from the hymn, "I am cunning, I am a liar, a tormentor, and violent. I have committed many sins." Now Swamiji Maharaj says, "I am deceitful and violent and greedy and full of limitless faults." And once again from the hymn, "I cannot bear pain and disrespect. I am full of desire for comfort and respect. What else do I have? I expect the comforts and pleasures of the world. I'm afraid of the sufferings of this world. I love the Master only because I seek pleasures and I want him to give me the comforts of the world. And when I do not get those, when he gives me suffering, then my love for him is stopped. So this is my condition. I am always seeking pleasure and comfort from the Master, and my devotion for him lasts only as long as he gives me comforts." So long as we have the comforts and happiness of the world, we may go on saying, "It is all in the will of God. God is giving us all these things." But when, in his will, the moments of pain and suffering come in our life, then only a few people are there. Rare are the fortunate ones who remain with the same faith in the Master. Most of the time, when people have to face the suffering of the world, they lose their faith in him. And we will leave off that talk at that point. And our tape is continuation of a talk that Sanchi gave here in July of 1980. And this talk was called Chastity.
Pind thir paya bind bandi jab amar thehraya
agar thode andar bind rakhi hai tusi jati ho jitendri ho tusi 5 5 7 7 ghante 10 10 ghante lagatar baith sakde ho chaukdi te ik de utte sirf tatti peshab waste tusi bahar jaoge.
If you have preserved the vital fluid, if you are celibate, if you have controlled your organ, then you will be able to sit for 5-7 hours continuously, and you will come out from that position only when you have to attend the calls of nature.
ਥਕੇਵਾ ਆਉਣ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਖਿਆਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਜਾਵੇਗਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਦੇ ਫੁੱਲ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਦਿਲ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖਿੜਿਆ ਰਹੇਗਾ.
ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਆਫ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਟਾਇਰ, ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਥਾਟਸ ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਪਲੇਸ, ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟ ਗੋ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਬੋਡੀ, ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਬਲੋਸਮ ਫਲਾਵਰ ਆਫ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਬਲੋਸਮ ਰੋਜ਼, ਯੋਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਵਿਲ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਬਲੋਸਮਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀ.
ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੇ ਜਬ ਆਪ ਜਾਨਾ, ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੇ ਜਬ ਤਤ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਨਾ.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਤਿੰਦਰੀ ਹੋਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਬਿੰਦ ਰੱਖਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਦੀ ਪਛਾਣ ਕਰ ਸਕੋਗੇ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਹੀਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ.
Now you say that by maintaining chastity, by controlling your organ and by preserving the vital fluid, you will be able to realize your own self and the naam will get manifested in your within.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਭੋਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੀੜੇ ਬਣ ਜਾਈਏ, ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਇਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਲੱਗੇ ਰਹੀਏ.
Mahatmas tell us that marriage doesn't mean that we become the worms or the insects of the enjoying of the pleasures and we spend all our time in indulging.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai nar parai apni bhoge narke jaye, aag aag sab ek haath diye jal jaye.
Kabir sahib say that whether it is your woman, your wife or other woman, if you will indulge with her you will go to hell. It is exactly like the fire. If you put your hand in your fire or in somebody else's fire, you will definitely be burned.
Bind bandi jab brahm ko raliya, nanak bind bandi phir ghar ban galiya.
Hun guru nanak sahab kehnde hai agar tusi jatendri ho jao, bind rakh lo, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਓਗੇ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਦੇ ਪੇਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਓਗੇ, ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਓਗੇ.
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਚੈਸਟੀ, ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਯੋਰ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊ, ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਰੀਚ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਵੁੰਬ ਆਫ ਮਦਰ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਨੈਵਰ ਬੀ ਇਨਵੋਲਵ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਬਰਥਸ ਐਂਡ ਡੈਥਸ.
ਹੁਣ ਕੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਟਿਕਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਮੋੜ ਮੋੜ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਗਿਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਥੱਲੇ, ਫਿਰ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਫਿਰ ਗਿਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਿਧਰੇ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਧਰੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਹੈ, ਵਿਲ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਮੀ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਓ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ, ਅਵਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਅਵਰ ਥਾਟਸ ਆਰ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਵੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ, ਦੈਨ ਅਗੇਨ ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਡਾਊਨ, ਦੇ ਕਮ, ਦੇ ਗੋ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ, ਦੇ ਗੋ ਅਦਰ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ, ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਵੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਬੈਕ, ਐਂਡ ਅਗੇਨ ਦੇ ਗਰੋ, ਦੇ ਗੋ ਅਵੇ. ਵਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ, ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਇਟ? ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ our power of thinking is not strong, our will power is not strong, and that is why no matter how much we try to concentrate our attention, but still we are not able to do that.
jeda is nu na manne oh 2-4 mahine karke dekh le ki is da koi fayda hai ya nahi, tade khayal kis tarah tik jange.
Those who don't believe in what I am saying, they may try this and they may test this by maintaining chastity for 2 or 4 months and then see that how this works, how your attention gets concentrated, how your thoughts don't spread so much.
Bind bandi tab rahat sab jani, bind bandi jab jyot pragatani.
Hun kehnde agar assi brahmachari jeevan da palan karde hain sakti de naal, phir ki hai ke sanu sant mat de qaide kanoonan da apne aap hi pata lag jayega, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰਸਤਾ ਅੱਗੇ ਖੁੱਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਏਗਾ. ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ.
Now he said that if we strictly live a life of a chaste person, then we will know the principles and the best in the and the things of the path of the masters by ourselves, because when the light will get manifested within us, when we will preserve the vital fluid, the light will get manifested within us, and then after that we will know that how master is there protecting us, how master is helping us, and how we have to open our way, how we have to walk on that way. And when we maintain chastity and all these things happen, then there is no need to ask any question.
Bind bandi tab bikham gad sadha, bind bandi tab abhay pad laza.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਤਿੰਦਰੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਸਾਉਂਦੀਗੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਖਿਆਲ 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਧੁਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਕੰਟਰੋਲਡ ਦਿਸ ਲਸਟ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਫੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਬਾਦਰ ਅਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਕੇਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਅਵਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਅਵਰ ਥਾਟਸ ਆਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਲਿੰਕਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਅਸ ਬਾਏ ਇਟਸੈਲਫ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਜਿੱਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਧੁਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪੁੱਛੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਘੁੱਬਾਂ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰੀ ਬੈਠੇ
ਹਾਂ ਨਾਓ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਊਰਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਹਰਡ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਬਟ ਨਾਓ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਹੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਨ ਔਰ ਦ ਲਾਈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਨ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਸਕ ਦੈਮ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਡ ਦੇ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਹਾਊ ਡਿਡ ਦੇ ਕੀਪ ਦੇ ਲਾਈਫ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦੇ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸਿਬਲ for not hearing the sound and having light
kyunki naam di chadhai upar nu hai kaam di giravat thalle nu hai
because the progress of naam is above upwards and the degradation of lust is downwards or below
jithe kaam hai utthe naam pragat ho hi nahi sakda ga jithe naam hai pragat ho gaya utthe kaam nahi aake parmar
sakda where there is lust naam can never be manifested there and where the naam is manifested lust can find no place there
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਾਮ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਦਿਨ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਰਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਰਾਤ ਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਦਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਮ ਔਰ ਲਸਟ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦੇਰ ਐਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਮ ਕਾਮ ਔਰ ਲਸਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਡੇ ਨਾਈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦੇਰ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਈਟ ਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦੇਰ ਬੋਥ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ ਐਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਈਮ
ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੇ ਤਬ ਜੋਗ ਮਿਤ ਪਾਈ ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੀ ਤਬ ਸ਼ਿਵ ਜੁਗ ਤੇ ਆਈ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੋ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿੰਦ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਜੋਗੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਜੁਗਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੋਗੀ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਔਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਦੇਵਤਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਜੁਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲਿਆ
ਨਾਓ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਯੋਗਿਕ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦ ਯੋਗੀਸ ਟੁੱਕ ਐਡਵਾਂਟੇਜ ਆਫ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਈਵਨ ਨੋ ਦ ਸੀਕਰਟਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੋਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦ ਹਾਊ ਗੋਡਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵਡ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਗੋਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਇਟ
ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੀ ਤੇ ਖਿਵਾਂ ਮਨ ਆਵੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਬਾਂਦੀ ਤੇ ਰਤਨ ਮਿਤ ਪਾਵੇ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿੰਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬ੍ਰਹਮਚਾਰੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖਿਮਾ ਕਮਾਲ ਦੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਖਿਮਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਅਵਰ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਲੂਇਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਾਈਫ ਆਫ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਦੈਨ ਫੋਰਗੀਵਨੈਸ forgiveness comes in our within and we can easily forgive others
kyunki sade andar naam pragat ho janda hai
because in that case naam also gets manifested within us
main dekhya hai ki agar kise to galti ho jave oh kehnda mainu bhrava khima kar de maaf kar de dusra aadmi nu maaf kar hi nahi sakda ga kyunki ode kol hi nahi hundi maafi
I have seen that many times when people make the mistakes and when they realize and when they apologize the other person who is concerned or involved in that he never forgives him he doesn't forgive him because he doesn't have that quality in his within
bind bandi tab kaaya bichari nanak kot made koi ratan tyohari
hun kehnde agar assi brahmachari jeevan da ਪਾਲਣ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਿੰਦ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਾਇਆ ਦੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਰਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਰਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਰਤਨ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਇਸੇ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਵਪਾਰੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਂਭ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਦ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਲੂਇਡ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਲਸੋ we realize that our body is a precious place in which this precious thing which we compare with as gem resides and then we become the perfect jewelers and then we know that how we have to deal with this precious gem how we have to protect it
And our closing bhajan is on page 214. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Anake Dvarde Utte Bete Merditatia. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. Kal conquers the souls to throw in the hells. He assumes many forms to entangle the souls. O my giver, for God's sake, please hear the cry of the suffering ones and save us. The darkness of falsehood has covered the world. Truth has fled away to the skies. Religion and mercy are terrified and confused. O my giver, during the difficult time, please ask of our condition. At all places, Kal has laid traps which are difficult to break. O Satguru, my giver, gracious to the poor, please save us in the court of the Lord. Hail, beloved Sawan and Kripal, for you cooled the heated Ajaib in moments. O my giver, please give darshan to the Sangat. May we never forget your beneficial deeds. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. Anake Devare Ute Beta Merde Datia, page 214.
Anake devare utte bete mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal anake devare utte bete mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal Naraka chasuta nele kala heaven garda ruhande pasone nu bahotte rupa darda Naraka chasuta nele kala heaven garda ruhande pasone nu bahotte rupa darda Vasata ira bada bacha in mere date aha dukia di sunna ke pukar mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal Anake devare utte bete mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal Uradaha nera jage utte ake chagia chupage asache ude ambaranu dagia Kuradaha nera jage utte ake chagia chupage asache ude ambaranu dagia Deate daramagabara imere date aha o kelvele puchale osar mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal Anake devare utte bete mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal mere date aha apni aruhanu sampal Sareya jagade utte paye pande kalne jal jo vichaye hai tutne muhalne ਸਾਰੀਆ ਜਗਾਏ ਦੇ ਉੱਤ ਪਾਏ ਪੰਧ ਖਾਲ ਨੇ ਜਲ ਜੋ ਵਿਛਾਏ ਤੁੱਤ ਨੇ ਮੂਹਾਲ ਨੇ ਦਾਰ ਗਛਿਆਨ ਕੇ ਬਚਾਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੀਨ ਦਿਆਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਪਾਂ ਆਨ ਕੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਦਾਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾਨ ਸਾਵਨ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਤਪਦਿਆਂ ਜਾਏ ਬਨੂ ਪਾਲੰਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਰਿਆ ਦਾਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਾਨ ਸਾਵਨ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਤਪਦਿਆਂ ਜਾਏ ਬਨੂ ਪਾਲੰਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਰਿਆ ਸੰਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਬੁਲੀਆਂ ਨਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਉਪਕਾਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਪਾ ਆਨ ਕੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਿਆ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ
We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. May God bless us all.